This is a meditation to create and maintain harmony and balance in alignment with humanity's needs in the Ring of Fire Meridian. I am Coray, and today is July the 15th, Monday, 2019. So now let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send Omega Light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light.
Omega Light.
Feel the Omega Light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of you. You feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth dimensional light. We will go into silence now as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of you. This light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Please visualize the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire is a string of volcanoes and sites of earthquakes around the edges of the Pacific Ocean. This area has been very active lately, so we really bring our Archon energy here. The Ring of Fire isn't quite a circular ring. It is shaped more like a 25,000-mile horseshoe. A string of 452 volcanoes stretches from the southern tip of South America, Chile, Peru, up along the coast of North America, past Canada, across the Bering Strait, and down through Japan and into New Zealand. Several active and dormant volcanoes in Antarctica close this ring. The energy that is in this Ring of Fire Meridian is so powerful that it is able to affect, balance, and realign ocean currents, weather patterns, and other aspects of the Earth's biosphere that are needed to come into a new and upgraded harmony for humanity's needs. There are a great deal of Earth changes occurring in all directions, both on the political and the geological levels. There are about 1,500 potentially active volcanoes worldwide, aside from the continuous belt of volcanoes on the ocean floor. Most of the volcanoes are in the Ring of Fire Meridian. In this bioactivity exercise, our focus is to provide energy, stabilization, and harmony to the Ring of Fire Meridian. As a group with one thought, we rise and sit in a circle at the North Pole. We are going to connect with the Copper Canyon crystal in Mexico, a very powerful crystal, and Mexico is itself a very active geological area in the world. very close indeed to Mother Earth, to the inner earth, and to the primordial energies that are connected with involvement, evolution of Earth's crust and energy field. We will connect with the Volcanpoas crystal in Costa Rica. This crystal helps attract and discharge blocked energy in Earth's energy channels, such as modifying the Ring of Fire to create balance in that area. Then we will connect to Lago Puelo crystal in Argentina. This crystal sustains the work with other crystals to manifest higher energy on Earth. So now let us raise these etheric crystals. We visualize them 2 miles above their positions on the planet. And the three crystals link and form a triangle. Volcanpoas and Lago Puelo will act as supportive crystals, supporting the intense energy going into and emanating from the Copper Canyon crystal. Focus on your third eye. Using the highest arcane power within you, send directly from your third eye an energy of healing, balancing, and harmonizing into the Copper Canyon crystal now. The light that is emanating from the Copper Canyon crystal is being amplified by your powerful thoughts and by your arcane energy. Now with the second part of your third eye, focus on the Volcanpoas crystal, directing your arcane thoughts of healing, balancing, and harmonizing to this crystal now. That energy of arcane power, healing, and stabilization is now doubling as your arcane thoughts goes through the Volcanpoas crystal directly into the Copper Canyon crystal. Now, using a third part of your third eye, send the same arcane healing thoughts to the Lago Puelo crystal. It is being reflected now from that crystal at a higher amplification back to the Copper Canyon crystal. The crystals are now creating with your arcane power and intention a dialectic spiral of light that is emanating up into the atmosphere. This spiral of light that we are generating is so powerful. Remember, it is a dialectic force. It is far beyond what each of us can do individually. We are in a powerful group energy field. We now call for fifth dimensional omega light to come into our holographic spiral of light. This omega light is received by the Ascalia mirror. Visualize the mirror receiving the light and energy from the central sun. It is gathering high spiritual light. Omega light. We now call on the Ring of Ascension and ask its energy to come into the spiral. We need the Ring of Ascension to take the energy and place it in all the areas that need the fifth dimensional support. We now chant the galactic words for balance and harmony in volcanic activity and visualize them going into the spiral. Hush, my anger. Hush, my anger. Hush, my anger. This great spiral of light has huge powers of balance and has beautiful powers of bringing an energy of stabilization, harmony, and divine healing light, and it is ready to be placed into the Ring of Fire Meridian. We visualize the spiral of light entering the meridian at the tail end of South America, and it's beginning its journey, traveling all along the coastline of South, Central, and Northern America, past Canada, across the Bering Straits, and past Alaska, and is now down to Japan, past the Philippines, Fiji, continuing to Indonesia. We now go across to Papua New Guinea. There's been a lot of activity there in the last few days. Hold that dialectic energy. And now down to New Zealand. The Ring of Ascension will place the dialectic light in all the areas that need the calm, balance, and harmony. The Arcturians are connecting telepathically with each of you now in your light work and in your desire to send healing and harmony to the Ring of Fire Meridian. With your Arcan power, you can simultaneously send light and healing thoughts from your third eye to all the crystals. And see this powerful triangular connection of high frequency, healing and stabilizing light, downloading powerful healing energy of balance and harmony into the ring of fire meridian, and from there spreading to all the areas in need of balance. This crystal light is an omnidirectional, omnipresent light that is being transmitted omnidirectionally around the whole planet, simultaneously bringing in a spiritual light stream of higher dimensional accessibility. This is a wonderful experience for all beings in this deep connective exercise. This bioactivity healing light is not only activating and helping to heal and stabilize the ring of fire, but it is also activating each of you as participants in an international and powerful bioactivity healing exercise. Each of you, take the time to feel the power of your third eye and your increased arcane power of your ability to amplify your healing thoughts and healing energies. You are all masters, and we are helping to calm the energy down in a miraculous way, in a quantum way. A golden halo of light, a ring of light, is now over the Pacific Rim and in the ring of fire meridian. We thank the Arcturians and their teachings and their crystals for their support. The crystals are returned now to their home on Earth. And we thank the Ring of Ascension. We love basking in the Ring of Ascension. Each time it becomes more difficult to return to your physical body. So take some deep breaths and please find your path to your physical body. Committing to re-enter in perfect alignment now. Thank you, you loyal starseeds, for this very high level of work for Mother Earth.